Okay, good morning, boys and girls. It's good to have you all up at the front again. And we're back into our ABC series. We have learned so much about God in this series. And I was just going over it with my kids even last week. Well, after Ross spoke, and it's amazing what you have all learned. It's brilliant. Fantastic. Now, I want to ask something. If you have a difficult question, who do you go to? Who do you go to if you've got something that you just don't know? Who do you maybe ask you? Well, you ask God. That's a great answer. Yeah. An adult, yes. If you were in school and you didn't know something, Google. Do you know what? Ethan, I'm going to be honest with you. Google is probably the person I ask the most. In fact, one of the phrases in our house is, let's Google it. Yeah, let's Google it. Who might you ask in school? A teacher, brilliant. You might ask a teacher. Well, what if the question is really, really difficult? Like really impossible. And you think, how can I get my mind around that? Hannah helped us a little bit. She said, you ask God. But sometimes we can ask God. We can ask him in prayer. But then what should we do to get our answer? Where should we go to hear from God? Where might we look? Yeah? The Bible. The Bible. But what if something in the Bible is really difficult to understand? Where do we go then? Do you know? We could pray, yes, for understanding. But there's a verse in the Bible and it says that Scripture, the Bible, interprets the Bible. In other words, the Bible helps us understand the Bible. And we have a word this morning that's quite difficult to understand. There's a lot to it. But we're going to use the Bible to help us. And in actual fact, you're going to teach yourselves our word for today. But it's a word that when you truly understand it, you truly believe it, and you trust in it, it changes everything. Changes everything. And we're going to discover that word together. So in order to do that, we're going to go back to what we've learned already. I'm going to test your memories, okay, a little bit. Don't worry if you don't get things immediately. We'll talk our way through it. But we're going to look back at what we've learned from the Bible already to see if we can discover today's word. So do you remember, there should be a picture, that we looked at this guy. Now we looked at this guy when we were doing a specific talk about God. I want to see, maybe not, if you can remember. So this guy is Zydrunas Zavikas. And he was the strongest man in the world at that time. Ethan Briggs, what were we talking about with God? Almighty, well done. That is brilliant. So we said Zydrunas, he was able to lift a weight. Now I need to read it off here. He's able to lift 1,156 pounds in weight. That is almost the same as 5 baby elephants off the ground. So he's strong. He's very, very strong. But we said something really interesting about Zydrunas. We said the one thing he can't do is lift 1,157 pounds in weight because he has a limit. But our God is almighty and he has no limits. There is nothing that he cannot do. Isn't that a song that we sing? There's nothing that you cannot do. Isn't that right? And here's our next going back in the memories. So someone was up the front. It was Rachel. She was talking about baking a cake and adding all the ingredients together. And she was saying, you bring all these ingredients together and you can make something delicious. And what were we learning about God that week, Abigail? Not bountiful, but we did talk about food during bountiful, that God gives us more than enough. Does anybody remember? And we talked about how these things come together. Yeah. Creator, that's right, because we talked about we bring ingredients together and we make something delicious. But God, out of nothing, made what? Yeah. The world. We could say everything. God, out of nothing, made everything. Absolutely everything. And because he made it, because he is the creator, what does that mean about this world and about you and about the universe? What does it mean? Who? Yeah. He owns us. He owns everything. It's all his. It's all his. He created it and so he owns it. So here's our third reminder. So we looked at our queen. Do you remember somebody thought this was a granny? That was on the Sunday school, the Treasure Seeker Sunday. But this was the talk that Jenny did. And Jenny spoke to us about our queen and the fact that we have a queen over our country. And she was trying to teach us something about God, a word that we use for God. So our queen, she's in charge of our country. But what about God? He's the king of everything. He's the king of kings, the Bible says. He is the king of kings. He is the king over our queen. He is the king over any king in the Bible. He is in charge of not just your life and my life. He's in charge of the world, the whole world, all at the same time. He is in charge, complete charge. The next one, this is our last reminder. Now, this was Mark who was doing this one, and he asked you some questions. Now, he might have said to you, Leah, do you know what 1 + 1 =? What does that make? If I've got one finger and one finger, how many fingers have I got now? Well, you've got 10 in total, but we have two. We have two, so 1 and 1, and we've got 2. And then he might have asked you a question, what's 2 + 2? Do any of the younger ones know what that is? The tiny ones? 2 and 2, yep. 4. And then the questions got harder where it was maybe 30 times 10? Yeah? 300. 300, that's right. So we need to go over our maths in our house. That's what we've learnt this morning. 30 times 10 equals 300. And the questions got harder. And there's so much that we know, isn't there? There's so much that we know. But what if I said, how many hairs are on your head? How many hairs are on your head? Does anybody want to guess? I don't know. Yeah? Yeah. You don't know? That's the answer, isn't it? We don't know. How many grains of sand are in Portobello Beach? Do you know that? So what was Mark teaching us whenever he showed us that we know things, but some things we don't know? What was he telling us about God? He knows everything. Now, does anybody know the word for God knows everything? God knows everything. Yes? Not omni, try omnis, yes? Omniscient, that's right. Omniscient, God is omniscient. The omni means all. So omni, all. Scient, so that's knowledge, like science. So he knows everything. He knows it all. He knows everything. So let me ask you this. That's what we learned from the Bible. So let me ask you. A God who is almighty, who has no limits to his power, a God who owns the world and everything in it, a God who is in charge of everything, the entire universe. He tells the world how to spin and how to go round the sun. A God who knows absolutely everything in the past, the present, and in the future. Do you think it's possible that at any point in time that there's something that happens that this God is not in control of? Do you think that's possible? What would you say about God then, about his control? What might you say? God is what? Always in control. God is always in control. And so this is the word that we have learnt for this morning. Sovereign. That's what it means. God is in control. He's always in control. We have a verse in the Bible that tells us this because we always look to the Bible to help us understand. The Lord does whatever pleases him in heaven and on earth. God is in control. Now, do you remember about 3 years ago, Alex got our 4 fingers and she wanted to tell us God is in control. Well, you could actually take one of those fingers away and you could say God is sovereign because that means the same thing. So I want you to know that you've learnt something this morning. God is in control is the same as God is sovereign. God is sovereign. He is in charge of everything. There's nothing that happens that is beyond his control. Every breath that we take is because he has given it to us. Everything that happens in this world, every star in the sky is held there by his hand. Every time the earth turns, it's because he's turning it. Every time we rotate around the sun, it's because he does so. He is making this world be every single day. He is in complete and utter control. So what might we want to do with this God that's in control? When we are worried, that's the God we go to. The God who is unlimited in power and the God who's in control. When we're scared, this is the God we go to in prayer. When we're nervous, when we're feeling shy and we need help, when we're lonely, when we're happy, when we're thankful, when we've got a really good gift and we want to say thank you to God, this is the God that we go to. The God that is in control, the God that is over every single circumstance in our lives. And that's what we're going to do now. We're going to pray. So can you put your fingers up first before? So I want you to say the 4. What's the 4 words? God is in control. And then say the other one. God is sovereign. Very good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you that even though there are difficult things for us to understand, we thank you that the Bible teaches us more and more every time we look into it. We thank you that when there's something hard, then your word explains it to us. And we thank you this morning that you are a God of limitless power, that you can do anything, absolutely anything. We thank you that you are a God who knows everything and knows everything about us. We thank you that you are a God who is in charge of everything. And we thank you that you are the God who owns everything. And Father, we come to you now because we know that you are also the God who is sovereign, the God who is always, every single second of every single day, in control. And so we bow before you now. We ask you to help us this morning to understand more of you. We ask you to help us in everything and in every way to come to you and to pray, because we know that you're the God who is in control. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.